Houston, station on 2 for the RPCM trip.
We are with you on Safety Ground 2.
Hey, we had a caution go off a few moments ago, and we are showing an RPCM P12 Bravo trip P1. I just wanted to check in with you. Weather signs, no odors or anything on station that we noticed.
Copy. Thanks for that report. I'll have more words for you in just a moment. All right, Chris, back with you on Space to Ground 2. The update is that this is for an external RPCM, and it is for powering the FPMU survival heaters. So no crew action required. We're going to investigate, and if there's anything else we need from you, we'll let you know, but otherwise we'll take care of it from the ground.
Copy all. That's what we figured. Thanks for that. And, yeah, we'll let you know if anything else changes with you. Appreciate it.
Your help.
Jessica wants you to know that we are ready to do an EVA if needed.
We copy. We've got one coming up on Wednesday.
Obviously, we're just joking, Heidi. Just something real quick. I know you guys are probably really busy down there. We were just talking about how soft the caution was. Chris actually brought this up with Elias recently because when we had one a couple weeks ago, it also we thought it was just an ATU coming. And I talked with both of the Sergeys as well. We really remember them being quite a bit louder from previous missions and that kind of thing. Not maybe something that you guys or Cronus can kind of look into, but it's very, very soft.
Jessica, thanks very much for that report. We'll do some investigating. We'll see if we have anything that we can do to fix it right now. And if not, then we'll continue to see what we can do in the future to make it louder.
Awesome. Thank you. Get back to work then. Talk to you guys soon.
Copy. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for tone volume.
Go ahead on 2.
Ernest did some sleuthing, and it turns out that the caution tone volume is tied to the ATU volume setting. Possible that for some of the modules, the ATU volume is low, and so those can be reset to higher volume, and it should help with the sound. But we do have one anomaly in the system, an anomaly report in the system, that there's an issue that happened with the IAC, which is the main audio center box, that we've seen it reset the volume setting on all ATUs. We have one particular ATU that we want to have at the high volume, and so we've got a question for you. If you could go check the crew quarters ATU, that's the Node 2 port ATU, and double check that it is currently still set at volume 9. If you're seeing it at volume 7, then that may be a recurrence of our IAC issue, at which point we'll plan to perform a cycle and try to get everything reset for you.
Yeah, copy all. I will check the one that goes into my CQ to make sure that's still at max volume. I do think that most of the other ATUs around station are at max volume, so I think, the caution tones are still a little bit quieter than we'd like, even with, sort of the ones, all the mainline ones maxed out. But let me go check that and see if we have the IAC issue.
Copy. Thanks very much for your help.
Houston, station on 2 for ATU.
With you on 2. What's the verdict?
So it's interesting. So when I check the volume, I see 7 tick marks. However, it's not maxed out. I could put 2 more increases in volume on that ATU.
Copy, Chris. Thanks very much for that status. It sounds like we may have a recurrence of this anomaly for the IAC. For the time being, you're welcome to take it to a setting of 9, and we'll give you a heads up before we perform the IAC transition to perform the reset.
Okay, and just to confirm, I guess I never actually counted this, but I took the volume to the maximum on that ATU, and that shows me a total of 12 hash marks on the volume indicator.
Okay, good to know, Chris. Cronus is telling me that some people have counted 12 and some have counted 13 total tick marks, and it sounds like we needed it a setting of 9 for the sleep config for our flight rules to make sure it's loud enough to wake up whoever's sleeping in those quarters.
Okay, and just to make sure, if I want it louder, like is there a problem with having it louder, or like do we want it exactly at 9, or is just maxed out okay?
You are welcome to set it at the maxed out volume. That's completely fine, but be aware that anytime the ATU is reset, it will come back at what is the default value, which is 9.
Copy all. All right. Yep. I have maxed out the Node 2 port ATU volume because I want to wake up. So I've got that set. And then also just to add on, we are good for smoke detector re-enabling in the forward part station.
Copy. We'll put that in work.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member.
Right on 2.
We have re-enabled all smoke detectors. That's thing one. And then thing two is we've got some troubleshooting that we're about to perform to help resolve the caution and warning tone volume issue. And that is we're going to be performing an IAC swap. So we perform that. You can expect some brief crackling sounds for just a second or two. And there will also be a one-minute outage for voice as well as caution and warning tones. Once that's complete, then everything will be back and up and running. And then one note for you all, if you have any ATUs set with exclusion mode, then after we do this reset, then you're go to put that back in place.
Okay, copy that. I don't think we have that up on any ATUs right now, but we will note that. And thanks for the heads up. Hopefully this will solve it. Is it something that Cronus, like, does Cronus, I mean, obviously you guys believe that this will solve it. Is there some history there as to, you know, what's the mechanism of that?
We're thinking this is a recurrence of an anomaly that took place in 2020 when Chris Cassidy was on board, and what resolved it is performing an IAC power cycle, and after that, all ATUs would be able to reset to their normal volumes when they come back up, when you punch them up for a public call. So what we're hoping to do after we do this test is we'll either have Chris or another crew member go check ATUs, a couple of ATUs, or verification that it's not set at volume 7, but at they expect a default of 9, after which we can also perform a brief caution and warning tone test so that you can listen for if the volume has improved.
Okay, awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah, we have been, like we said, we've been very surprised how soft it was, and for those of us that have been up here before, we remembered it being louder, so that's awesome to hear. Good luck, and we'll let you know how it goes.
Sounds good, and we'll let you know when we're complete down here as well, so that we can be on the same page, and we'll check out how the ATUs look on the other side.
Awesome. Thank you, Heidi.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for voice checks.
Hi there, Heidi.
Excellent. It sounds like Space to Ground 2 is working. We have swapped to our other IAC, and if you'd like, we are ready for someone to go take a quick look at the crew quarters ATU, for the volume setting, as well as any other ATU of your choice. And we're looking for volume setting of 9.
Okay, well, I am at a lab ass ATU, and when I'm looking at the tick marks, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And in this one, I don't know that I've noticed this before, the first two are, like, joined together, so it looks like an H. Make sense?
Yes. Hard to see exactly how many there are, but it looks like there's 8.
No, there definitely are 8. It's not hard to see. There definitely are 8. The first two, though, are joined together, so it looks like an H.
Copy.
That's at the node 2 aft ATU, and I'll float down to node 2.
Copy.
Hey, that's Heidi. I'm back with you. And Heidi, how do you hear in on 2 from node 2?
Loud and clear. Tell me.
I have you loud and clear as well. And so, sorry, usually when I just punch up the arrows for the channel that's up, it's volume. But that, when I was just looking at it in the lab, when I just hit the arrow buttons, it was balanced. So if I actually go to volume and then arrow up, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 bars.
All right. I'm hearing from Cronus, if you hit volume and up arrow, it will increase the volume. So that does match your signature because it sounds like it went to close to the highest level. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the ATU to standby, and then we'd like you to hit the public call button and then the volume button only.
Public call and volume only. So you mean hit the channel and volume, or you're saying you want me to be on channel 5?
Correct, channel 2.
Okay, so that's what I have right now. I have Space Ground 2. So yeah, I'm not sure that I've noticed this before, but on some of them, when I just do the up arrow, its balance comes up as a default, and on other ones, when I do the up arrow, volume comes up as a default. And Heidi, still with me on two?
I am. I am double-checking that we give you the right instructions. Sounds like we're going to want to double-check the volume level one more time. And before we do that, we're going to take the ATU to standby. And standby one, I'll get you the exact button pushes for what happens after that.
Sounds good. And just to clarify, you want me to be on the node 2 port ATU, the one that is configured for Chris's crew quarters. Right now I'm on the starboard one.
Affirmative. We'd like to check the one that goes into Chris's crew quarters.
Okay, so I can't call you back on that, obviously, because there's no mic on that one since it's typed in. So you want me to have that one up to listen and then call you back from a different one?
And by one more second, and I'll have more clear instructions for you.
Okay, no worries. Thanks.
Station Houston, space to ground 2-4, Jessica.
Okay, go ahead, up 2.
Okay. It sounds like we don't necessarily need you to call us from the crew quarters ATU, so you can call down on whatever ATU you'd like. But in order for us to gather the data we need, we'd like you to go over to the ATU that's piped into his crew quarters and then push the volume button only. It should bring up the tick marks, and then we'll have you report however many you see on the screen.
And I did lie to you before, the Node 2 starboard one, there's 11 tick marks total. And now we will check on the Node 2 port.
Yes.
And I see 9. So it is what you were thinking, there are 9 on the one that's piped into Chris's CQ.
That's great news. That's the configuration that we need for sleep periods to make sure that the volume is sufficient level for wake-up-age if needed.
And he can turn it louder, though, if he wants to. He can go all the way up to 11.
Yep, he can go all the way to 11. At this point, it sounds like we got what we were hoping from the IAC transition. And so if you would like, and if you want to give the other crew members a heads up, we can perform a caution warning tone test so you can listen for volume and if it actually fixed the problem that we started to look at.
Okay, awesome. That would be great. The one thing I was going to ask regarding that was I still see the caution up on the caution and warning panel. So when would that be cleared, or do we not care about that for the test since we're just listening to the audio and not the visual indication?
The tone test is audio only. There will not be anything that shows up as a new message on the caution and warning board. And then for the RPCM that you currently see on there, we have Spartan dumping data and double-checking that we can attempt a closure, so we may be able to resolve that within this shift.
Okay, copy that. And for the tone test, will they fill in the rest of the segment? If so, we'll just go give them a heads up, or that will only be for us.
Good question. USOS only.
Okay, copy. USOS only. Okay, and can you just give us 5 minutes before that tone test just so we can let everyone know?
Sure thing. You can let us know when you're ready for it, and then we'll start it.
Copy. Thanks. Station on 2 for test.
With you on 2.
Hi, we're ready when you guys are.
Copy that. We'll put it in work. Please stand by for tone. Station Houston on 2, the tone should be playing at this time, and if you're ready for us to stop, then we can put that in work.
Copy. We're ready for you to stop. And Heidi, we think it is a little bit louder. It's still not, I guess, as loud as we'd like, but so I think it might be a little bit louder, but it still, I guess, isn't quite as loud as we would like it to be. I'm not sure if this is the max. But I'm not sure also if we have all of the ATUs up at max right now, so I guess that would help as well.
Copy, Jessica. Yes, it sounds like with the IAC transition, it would have reset all ATUs to a volume level of 9. So they're not at max currently if you didn't reset them. But if you were to turn them up, then it should be even louder than what you just heard.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't think – we definitely don't have them all like quite at the 11, but yeah, I guess even with the 9, it would be nice if it were a little bit louder, but I do think this was louder than it was.
Copy, Jessica. You are more than welcome to raise the volume on any and all ATUs that you'd like to help with the volume setting for the caution warning tones. It's that when each ATU is reset after standby, it defaults to 9.
Copy, and understand that.
Well, we enjoyed this experiment.
All right, thanks for all, Heidi, and we will, we'll be here if you guys need any other tests, and then we'll wait for those cautions to clear when Spartan's finished with his work. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Happy to support.
Houston, station on 2 for the caution.
Station Houston on space to ground 2. No action for you. This is the same message we received earlier We were performing some troubleshooting. Looks like it did stick, so we're going to try a few more things, but there should be no more cautions for you for this one today.
Yeah, we were guessing you just tried resetting the trip again.
That's correct.
Okay, yep, copy all. Thank you.
And Chris, curiosity question, in case you had adjusted the ATUs before this last message enunciation, did you notice a difference in volume?
I would say it was still consistent with Jessica's report that, you know, the test sounded similar to what I heard, and, I think it was, you know, maybe a little bit louder than before, but still, we wish it was a little bit louder, if that makes any sense.
Do you think so? That second data point is useful.
Thanks, Heidi. Good luck with the troubleshooting.
East and Station on 2 for Doug.
With you on Station on 2.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, we had a lot of conversations in the last week about Doug continually crashing, and the teams thought that they had solved the problem. They uploaded a new version, and then it still didn't solve the problem. But then they told us one more time that they thought they had found the root of the problem, that it was associated with running Edge. However, it does often still crash even when Edge is not running. They had said that they were uploading yet another version. We're wondering if that's already happened, because we're still having the same kind of crash problems that are definitely not associated with Edge or anything else.
I am sorry to hear that you're still having issues. I'll check with OpsPlan and see if we can tell you whether the latest version is up there yet.
Okay, cool. That would be awesome. And yeah, you can just pass on that. Unfortunately, things are still crashing, even when we have nothing else running.
Copy. Doug is still crashy.
All right. Thanks, Heidi.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for the enabled message.
And we're with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, we see the message. We don't have any immediate action for you. We're not quite sure what happened, though, so give us about 5 to 10 minutes. We'll follow up with you, see if we need you to do something.
Yeah, copy all. We'll just take a quick look around here, but let us know if you have any actions for us. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll take visuals in the vicinity of UPA and the WHC. If you have anything obvious, let us know, though I'd ask that you not remove any panels or anything until we give the data a look here.
Yep, sounds good, and copy all. We'll take a quick visual look without removing anything and let you know if anything seems out of place. In Houston, Station on 2, everything looks nominal just by eye in Node 3.
All right, thanks, Chris. So that you know, UPA was in a process cycle when we got the message. Ethos just commanded it to stand by to see if that helps. It'll be a couple minutes for us to see the results of that, though, so we'll get back with you.
Okay, thanks. Copy all.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2.
Station Ground 2.
All right, so we did take action to take WPA to standby, and then WPA on its own took further action to take itself to shutdown. What we saw was a drop in the WSTA quantity. That's the tank that stores urine. It was not expected, and it was about a 2.7-liter drop over several minutes. That quantity is now stable, but we are suspecting some sort of leak. We're not quite sure where it could be, and since it's stable now, we're going to take a few minutes to think about it. Note that there are several ORUs inside EPA that are encased and enclosed, so it could be that the leak is not visible or apparent to you even if you took panels off. And since we don't want to rush into this, we're going to talk here about whether or not it makes sense to unpower the rack from the ground, as well as what the next steps would be, but we're not going to have anything obvious for you to do or inspect for a little while, so we suggest getting some sleep before we call you back.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan, and agree. We do have the UPA not received light, as expected, on in WHC, and wanted to check on WHC status.
That's a great question. Give us another minute to double-check what config we want. You should be able to use WHC. It's just a matter of if we need to do something like take it to internal. Give us just a minute.
Copy all. Thanks.
Great station, Houston on 2. Chris, that was a great question. We are going to take, we're going to reconfigure UTS so that the UTS can receive urine in the backup database, so no action for you, and you can continue using WHC for now. We'll let you know if that changes, though, as we continue to look into the data.
Copy all. You'll reconfigure to use the UNV in the WHC, and we are still go for use of that. Thank you. And we'll try to get some sleep and stand by for any further actions from you guys.
Yep, and it was implied in my call, but you can just ignore that light on the UPA not receive light on the WHC panel for now. We'll fix that later once we get a better handle on UPA. Get some rest, and we'll talk in a little while.
Copy all, and sounds good, and we'll go. Thank you. Houston Station, I just wanted to double check that WHC's go for use right now, or whether you still need some time for reconfig.
WHC's go for use.
Go for use. Thank you.